It's another edition of We Got a Podcast, Sharp and Betting in the Morning with Damon. I'm Gary, Shane here as well. You know your favorite threesome in the morning now gives it to you 24/7, 365 via our podcast. Today, we're going to talk to Indiana head football coach Tom Allen. Nebraska and Indiana will play in Lincoln on October 1st. Indiana coming off a season didn't go so well for the Hoosiers after a great 2020 season.
Yep, this Hyundai lineup, it's electrified. Got the widest range of electric, hybrid, and plug-in vehicles in the market, like the 2022 Tucson plug-in hybrid. Place a priority order at Woodhouse Hyundai of Omaha, in-store off 144th and Giles Road, or online at woodhousehyundaiofomaha.com.
Major changes for Indiana. Michael Penix is no longer there. Seems like he's been quarterback forever. Seventh year for Tom Allen. Lots of changes with personnel on the field and on his staff. Here in the offseason, coming up in the regular season, Nebraska and Indiana will play again, and we are joined by a guy that we became a fan of at the Big Ten Media Days when he first started at IU. Tom Allen joins us now. Coach, thanks for your time. Welcome to Sharp and Betting in the Morning in Omaha.
I appreciate you guys having me on your show.
Hey, a couple of years ago, great success. A lot of people talking Indiana football. Last year didn't go so well. What did you learn about your program, how they handled the transition from 20 to 21 and getting ready for 22 with some new faces and new places?
Yeah, I just think, yeah, as you build a program, you know, a lot of expectations going into the 21 season and a lot of guys back, and things just didn't go our way. Had a really tough season. And so, you know, that's part of the growth process you go through when you're building a program. And so you got to learn how to handle expectations. So learn from that to be able to understand when people, you know, put certain things on you. You got to be able to, you know, kind of block that out, just like you block out negativity. You got to be able to have great focus on what you're doing every single day. So I just think the maturity there was really a big lesson for us. And then also just a lot of new faces, like you mentioned, for 2022, and kind of the new world of college football now as things change a little more frequently on your roster, and just excited about those guys we've added to a core group of guys that are even back from the last couple of years that have a chip on their shoulder and something to prove.
Coach, it's interesting. Sharpie mentioned Big Ten Media Days, and I remember our first introduction. You're talking at the same time as Coach Frost, and it's his first year, and you guys are almost back-to-back. And just the presence you commanded and how media kind of started to shift, and you had that voice that carries. The very next year we talked to you, we had you one-on-one, and you said you talked about recruiting and how that was on the rise. Then 2 years ago, you said this is the best that Indiana has ever recruited in the school's history. And that got our attention. What has it been since you've taken over from the interim that has allowed you to continue to grow the momentum of Indiana being a destination now, especially as you guys have kind of killed the transfer portal too?
Well, I think it's about relationships, and it was that way from the beginning. And just, you know, I'm from this state. This is my home. Played for my dad in high school in Indiana, and just want to be able to build something special, something for our fans to be proud of, something for our university to be proud of, and just to be able to sell that to our players and the guys you were recruiting and their families, and just trying to sell a vision for what I believe we could become at Indiana, and being consistent with that, even through, you know, disappointments, through you know things that happen that go your way, and being able to just weather all that and just to be able to have a consistent message about who you are and what you're all about and how you're going to be treated and what kind of environment you're going to be in when you come to Indiana.
How do you sell that? You're talking about selling it to players and the influx of new faces that you have. You also have some new assistants. Is that the same approach when you're convincing somebody who has got a long resume and has been successful in Walt Bell or Adam Henry to get those guys to join your staff?
I think it's very similar, you know, because you're selling the culture. You're selling you know, you're trying to find fit, you know, with both coaches and the players and their families. And so when you're talking to coaches, you know, when I want guys to believe, you know, that you build a team the way I believe you build a team, by building relationships and having strong, you know, core foundational components of accountability and toughness and love and those things that, you know, I want coaches that believe that's how you build a team, because the best team is what was going to be able to have success on game day. So to me, that's really the focus in attracting players and attracting coaches.
Coach, you must constantly be taking self-inventory, not only of your program, but just as yourself, right? As now you're back into calling plays after taking time away from calling plays. Walk us kind of through that thought process, why you originally thought it would be better to not, and then, you know what, let me try this again. And what'd you learn the next couple of times around?
Well, when I first decided it was best for me to step away from that, I felt like I was still, becoming new to the head coaching role collegiately and wanted to be able to do a better job of maximizing my time as the head coach and being able to coach the team and invest in our players and have kind of established a good system for that. And also just kind of feeling more comfortable with being in this role, you know, handling the media responsibilities and all the different things that you do outside of the X's and O's of the game. And so I just felt like it was the right timing for me to be able to come back with the guys we have on our team defensively and what I feel like that I want us to do schematically and the things I believe in and things that I think have allowed us to be successful here. So, you know, I feel good about having the structure the way we have it. You know, I'm going to have a defensive coordinator. Did not have that the last time. And Chad Wilt will be the defensive coordinator and be able to organize practices and scripts and drills and all the things it takes a lot of time to do. And I'll just still be the one calling it. So I like the structure we have, and I'm excited about the way we're going to be able to function in 2022.
Indiana football coach Tom Allen joining us here on Sharp and Betting in the Morning. How will you figure out who's going to be your quarterback? You had some guys move out. You had some guys come in. You have Dexter Williams, who was a big pickup for you in the 2020 class, but was part of, it seemed like everybody got injured on your roster last year. He's now back. How are you going to sift through in fall camp to decide on a quarterback?
Well, you know, you use your spring evaluation. You use everything we do during the months of June and July. You know, you have discretionary months here in May. And just to be able to culminate that evaluation process, we're really going to be heavy into fall camp, you know. And we came out of spring football, and those three guys you mentioned with Dexter Williams and Jack Tuttle and Connor Bazelak, the three guys that kind of came out of spring ball being the ones that kind of stood out. And then also you got Donald McCauley in that mix as well. That's a very talented athlete that has shown he can make plays at the quarterback position as well. So just want the fall camp to really be the defining opportunity for those guys to show who's going to best be able to lead our football team and be our quarterback for 2022.
Coach, let me ask you something, because we talked about recruiting earlier, and you've been fantastic, and you bring in a big class for 2022, but you've been able to function at a high level in the transfer portal too. I think, you know, the bulk of your bread has to be buttered with high school prospects. How do you balance supplementing versus supplanting so you don't err more towards the latter as a program that has been built on development?
I think it is key, you know, and I've been asked that several times here this offseason as the environment in college football has changed. You know, I still want our foundation to be developing high school players that can come here and be truly developed as a man and as a football player. And so I think you have to kind of stay true to that. You know, this past year we had a lot of guys in the COVID window where they could have had the extra year, but they graduated. And so we had to, if you keep all those guys, you don't have a chance to really bring in a true high school class. So I didn't want to do that. So we kept true to bringing in a core of our guys from the high school level, but also brought in some transfers as well. I think really my whole goal is to use the transfer market to be able to replace some older guys maybe that either get injured and aren't able to keep playing, or for some reason choose to leave as they're here for a few years, and be able to kind of replace them in that regard, to be able to fill some holes in your roster and then still be able to have a foundation of your team that's developed out of the high school level.
We're back with more of the Hoosier head coach, Tom Allen, after this. We got a podcast brought to you by Woodhouse Auto Family.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome back in. We got a podcast. We got more of Tom Allen, the head football coach at Indiana.
Coach, let me ask you, you know, it's interesting because you're trying to, you want to be older, but you're balancing the development. How do you keep track, or how difficult has it been with COVID the last couple of years, the super seniors, the ability to have the free transfer, to get your arms around real numbers during signing periods so you know right where you're at?
Well, I tell you what, it's a challenge, that's for sure. And it's caused me to be, I would honestly say I probably spend almost a daily amount of time at some point going through those numbers, going through our guys, just making sure, because it's just such a volatile, changing dynamic that we've never really experienced in the past. Like you said, there's so many different variables, as you mentioned, that go into play for your roster. So I've spent a ton of time. I go through those numbers all the time with our coaches, and especially our guy in charge of our roster that helps me with that. And so it's become a very constant part of my daily plan, which is kind of crazy, but that's where we're at.
So is that uncomfortable? I mean, you're a football guy. You've been in this business a long time where it was X's and O's and coaching. And now you still get to coach, but you've got, all right, who's on our roster? What numbers do we have? Who are we recruiting? And then there's the name, image, likeness that comes into play. What's your day like now with that new element in the world of college football and college athletics?
Well, it got crazier. I will say that. You know, it was already pretty busy, and don't think you have any more hours in the day to spend on stuff. But, you know, you just got to be able to hire great staff and have individuals that you trust that you're able to give responsibilities to and help you manage all this. But I have to stay involved in all of it. There's no doubt about it. It's probably, you know, just a little bit less hour sleep each night maybe. But I think the bottom line is you just got to have a great group of men around you and women around you that can help you be organized and do a great job of managing all the variables that we all have to right now in this position.
Coach, I've heard you talk before about kind of putting your energy into things that you can control and not being distracted. So I'm a little reluctant to ask you about scheduling in divisions, right? The East versus West, people often compare strength and where the crossovers are. I think ultimately, you know, it'll be about television dollars. But do you become concerned with whether there are divisions, whether there aren't divisions? Kind of how do you look at the conference as a whole going forward in terms of what's best for Indiana?
Well, I think you got to look at it collectively as, you know, hey, what's best for the conference? You know, I mean, there's just such a lot of conversation. We just came away from our meetings in Phoenix as head coaches and ADs for the Big Ten. And it's kind of amazing to me all the different conversations that are going on about the future of college athletics and football specifically, and what that looks like with all the different conferences and the TV money. And we're about ready to go, we're in the process of negotiating that with the Big Ten. And, you know, that's all stuff way out of my, you know, daily conversations. But I tell you what, it does have effect. And I think you hit it on the head. It's going to come down to, you know, what's best for the TV dollars for the Big Ten, whether to have divisions or not have divisions. And I think it's about just having, you know, equity amongst our conference and conference scheduling. I think that's a big key. And I think at the end of the day, we want to see the two best teams meet in the conference championship game. I think that's what the networks would want to see, you know. So but as far as for us, you want to be able to have our conference to be strong from top to bottom. We have teams at the top competing to get into the playoffs and win national championship. We want teams that are in the middle to be able to keep pushing to break into that mold, and the guys that are in the lower tier to be able to keep battling to build your programs and get in the bowl games, you know. So you want to make sure you're doing and creating a structure that allows all three of those things to happen.
What do you think will be the strength of your team right from the jump?
You know, yeah, I think leadership, you know, I really do. I love the leadership on our team. I think we've got a lot of core guys that have been here for several years, and they really got a bad taste in their mouth about what happened in 2021 and want to fix it. You know, I really feel like that's, you know, from a critical part of your team component, and then also from on the football field, probably our secondary. You know, it's probably the biggest strength we have. Most guys coming back and played a lot of high-level football. But, you know, I just really feel like this football team's got a lot of potential. But it's like anything you say that is you got to have a great continuous preparation, great fall camp, and then we got to get off to a strong start and start early in the season.
Coach, I know a lot of the discussion last year was around consistency at quarterback and taking better care of the football. When you look at the keys to success for 2022-2023, can you boil it down to just being better in the turnover category to give yourself a chance to be the kind of football team you want it to be?
Well, it's one major component for sure. You know, I think that's been consistent over time. You know, I don't care what level you coach at. You know, when you if you don't protect it on offense and you don't get takeaways on defense, it makes it really hard for your team to win. You know, so that's a big deal. We got to do a better job of that. The quarterback position was decimated with injuries, but we also just got to perform better. Whoever's in there represents our program and that position room and has to protect the football. And then defensively, we didn't create near enough turnovers. We call them takeaways here defensively, but we didn't create near enough of those on our side of the football defensively. And so got to do a great job of that, but also the explosive play. That's another big variable that we depend on a lot. Didn't have enough of those on offense and didn't eliminate enough of those on defense. So it's a total team game. You know, special teams are a major factor as well. Excited about our special teams units. We've got quality specialists, which is the key. But at the same time, a lot of individuals are involved with that, and Coach Teagarden does a tremendous job there. So all three phases have to play better. We got to play complementary football. That's really our key to success. It's how we had success the last couple of years before 2021. So we got to get back to.
Coach, let me start, but get you out of here on this offensively. I'm going to stay there just for a second. You're finding consistency at quarterback. You got to find a way to replace one of the best in school history in Fry Vogel. You're looking for some consistency. How are you balancing continuing to try to be dynamic? You've been very successful in the transfer portal with wide receivers being a desirable destination, but I know you want to run the football too. What's that balance look like for you heading into this next season?
Well, you know, you're right. I mean, it's the bottom line is it's about being able to be an offensive system that when guys try to defend you, they got issues with trying to focus on one area too much. You know, but it all really starts up front. You can't run the football well without your offensive line. You can't throw the football well without good protection. So that's really where it begins for us, and they've got to play better like all of our guys need to for this season and been a big focus for us. And like you said, but running the football is a big deal to me. You know, being able to have that, it's not a certain number of yards, I don't think, every game, but it's the ability to do it when you need to, and whether it's to be able to take pressure off your throw game and then also be able to finish games out is a big part of a good football team's identity. So to me, running the football is critical, and so it's a commitment to that. You know, when we brought in some new running backs in the portal and some young guys coming in, younger guys that need to step up that have been in our program, and then, as you mentioned, at receiver and also tight end. That's been a big area for us. We love the tight ends in our program and tried to feature those guys and really excited about A.J. Barner and his development. So we got a receiver room that's young and untested, and we've got some new guys that got to make a name for themselves when they come here. And getting D.J. Matthews back is going to be huge as well. We lost him early in the year last year, as we did many other guys, but losing him was a big loss. And so we just got to be able to be a balanced offense that can effectively move the football. At the end of the day, you just got to score points.
Coach, you're always generous with your time. We appreciate it. Good luck going into year number seven, and we'll see you later this summer.
Thanks so much. Take care. Yep. Leo.
Thanks, Coach.
Big thanks to the head coach, Tom Allen. Always brought to you by Woodhouse Auto Family, where right now the Hyundai lineup is electrified with the widest range of electric, hybrid, and plug-in hybrid vehicles on the market, like the 2022 Tucson Plug-in Hybrid. Place a priority order at Woodhouse Hyundai of Omaha in-store off 144th and Giles or online at WoodhouseHyundaiOfOmaha.com. That's We Got a Podcast. We're here every week for you. Please tell us what you'd like to hear or what you think of our chat with Tom Allen. For Damon, for Shane, I'm Gary. Sharpen betting in the morning on 1620 The Zone.